Mike Tagubin, hello, friend, and greetings once again in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And of course the Lord Jesus was speaking of spiritual hunger and spiritual thirst, because he alone can fill that void, that vacuum, that emptiness in the life of an individual. How many times people try to fill that vacuum and that emptiness in their life with pleasure, with lust and sex, with pride, with power, with the things of this world, with materialism. So many things that man tries to fill that emptiness with, only to be disillusioned and to see that it is vain and it's empty, and to come to that place where sometimes they take their lives in their despair and in their frustration and in their inability to find anything that will satisfy. Because, beloved, man in his sin does not really want God in his life. But it's only through the work of the Holy Spirit of God convicting man of sin and opening men's eyes to truth that draw them to an acceptance of the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Our salvation, beloved, is all of God and none of us. If it weren't for the work of the Spirit of God drawing and wooing and bringing men, women, boys, and girls to Jesus Christ, nobody would be saved. Because there's nothing in our being, in our sinful nature, that would draw us to the Lord God. Therefore, God in His mercy, in His love, in His grace, has sent forth His Holy Spirit to draw men to Himself. And yet how many there are who reject the truth. Many are called, beloved. Many are called, but few believe in and receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Are you among those few? Jesus Himself said, broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But narrow is the way that leads unto life, and few there be that find it. Oh, beloved, if you've never put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you don't know the joy and the peace and the forgiveness of sin that Jesus offers, I beg of you to open your heart, to open your life, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept the fact that God loves you with a love that is beyond our really being able to understand, that He in His great love would give His only begotten Son to come to this sin-cursed earth, to walk upon it for 33.5 years, performing marvelous and amazing miracles, manifesting that He is God. And yet, how many of the people of Israel to whom He came rejected Him and would not accept Him. The religious crowd were trying to get to heaven by their own good works. And, beloved, the same is true today. How many there are that are trying to work their way to heaven, that are trying to buy their way to heaven, that are trying to get to heaven through some other means other than the Lord Jesus Christ, who alone is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus said, "No man comes to God the Father which is in heaven, but by me." Oh, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the way to God the Father. I remember when we were getting ready to go to Hawaii to start some churches in the Hawaiian Islands. I remember my cousin, my wife's cousin, actually, that was attending the University of Texas and became a lawyer. He asked me, said, "Bob, why are you going to Hawaii? Don't those people have religion?" I said, "Oh, yes, they have religion. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Religion will not get them to heaven. Religion will not redeem anyone from their sin. Oh, beloved, when you're flying in an airplane, you don't want to just land anywhere. You want the pilot to land the airplane at the airport. That's what you want, because you know that landing somewhere else is very dangerous and may result in your death. And so you want him to land at the airport. You're very narrow-minded about it. How many times people complain about how narrow is the way to life eternal, but they're narrow-minded about flying in the airplane and landing at the airport. They're narrow-minded about many other things, but they want to be broad-minded about salvation and eternal life. Beloved, it's foolish, and it's a deception of the devil. And we know that Satan is a liar and the father of it, and we know that he deceiveth the whole world, we're told in the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 9. He deceiveth the whole world. Oh, beloved, he wants to deceive you as well. He wants to keep you from coming to the knowledge of the truth. He doesn't want you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, because if you accept Jesus as Savior, he'll lose his grip on you. He'll lose his hold on you. You'll become a child of God, and you'll be delivered from Satan and from the power and control of sin. You'll be delivered and liberated from its bondage. You will be brought into the family of Christ and God the Father, and you'll become a child of God, and you'll know the peace of God. You'll know the joy of the Lord. You'll know the forgiveness of sin that only the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your spirit and soul can transform and change. Oh, beloved, how wonderful to know the Lord Jesus. I'll well remember the day that I accepted Christ as my Savior, though it was over 70 years ago, that as a small lad, the Holy Spirit of God gripped my spirit and convicted me of my sin and drew me to the Lord as Savior. And I remember walking the aisle in that old Tabernacle Baptist Church in Crane, Texas, and going forward to invite Christ into my heart. And the Lord saw the longing of my soul, and before I reached the preacher at the front of that auditorium, Jesus Christ had moved into my spirit. He had cleansed me from my sin, and it seemed to me like the roof of that old tabernacle rolled back, and the glory of the Lord flooded my soul. Now, God's salvation is different to different individuals, because different individuals are very different. And so God deals with different individuals in different ways. And when you accept Christ as Savior, the peace of God will flood your soul, and the joy of the Lord will become yours. And it's all based not on feeling, but it's based on your faith in the Word of God. He that hath the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior has eternal life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. The Lord Jesus Christ alone is the way of salvation, the way of forgiveness, the way of eternal life. And we're told over in 1 John that if we will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior, we can have life and forgiveness of sin. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. This is 1 John 5:10 and verse 11. This is the record. God's word is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son, Jesus Christ, hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. Beloved, I know that I have eternal life, because I remember very well the day that Jesus came in and He changed me. He made a difference in my life. Beloved, if you've never been changed, then you don't know Jesus as Savior. You may have gone through a ceremony, but, beloved, a ceremony is not sufficient to save your soul. Only Jesus Christ and a personal belief and acceptance of Him as Savior can transform you and make a new person out of you. History tells us about a man named Blondin that was a tightrope walker. And one day he stretched a tightrope across the Niagara Falls, going between the United States and Canada. And he put a wheelbarrow on one end, and he said, "How many of you believe I can push a wheelbarrow filled with dirt to the other side?" And everybody raised their hands because they wanted to see him do it. And so he pushed it over to the other side, and then he dumped out the dirt. And he said, "How many of you believe I can put a man in this wheelbarrow and push him back?" And everybody raised their hand. And so he said, "Okay, who'll volunteer?" And all the hands came down. They said they believed, but they weren't willing to trust themselves into that wheelbarrow. Beloved, that's what it means to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. It means to put yourself in the wheelbarrow and trust Christ and Christ alone to save you and to take you to heaven when this life is over. Won't you cry out, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," and accept Him as Savior right now? He'll hear your cry. Till next time, goodbye.